August 3, 1900. God operates there where there is nothing. As I was in my usual state, I was longing and searching for my loving Jesus. Then, after I waited for him for a long time, he came and told me, "My daughter, why do you look for me outside of yourself, while you could find me more easily within yourself? When you want to find me, enter into yourself. Go deep into your nothing, and there, without yourself, in the most tiny circle of your nothing, you will catch sight of the foundations that the divine being has laid within you, and of the factories he raised in you. Look and see." I looked again, and I saw solid foundations and extremely high walls that reached up to the heavens. But that which stupefied me was to see that the Lord had done this beautiful work upon my nothing. And the walls were all walled up, with no openings. One could see only one opening in the vault, which corresponded only to heaven. And in this opening dwelled our Lord, upon a stable column that rose out from the foundations that were formed over nothing. Now, while I was looking, all stupefied, blessed Jesus added, "The foundations formed over nothing mean that the divine hand operates there where there is nothing, and it never mixes its works with material works. The walls without openings around mean that the soul must have no correspondence with earthly things, in such a way that there may be no danger that even a little bit of dust may enter, because everything is nicely walled up. The only correspondence that these walls allow is with heaven, that is, from nothing to heaven, from heaven to nothing. And this is the meaning of the opening made in the vault. The stability of the column means that the soul is so stable in good that there is no contrary wind that can move her. And my dwelling upon it is the sure sign that the work done is fully divine." Who can say what I comprehended about this? But my mind gets lost and is unable to say anything. May the Lord be always blessed, and may everything be for his glory and honor.